Last fall, we introduced you to an enterprising cab driver named Brad Newsham, who has always depended on the kindness of strangers wherever he goes. And he goes far. During his lifetime of travels, strangers have helped him on so many occasions that he wanted to give something back. So he decided to travel the world for 100 days, and at the end of that time, invite a stranger home with him for an all-expenses-paid one-month trip to the United States. That month-long trip has now come to pass, and Brad Newsham joins us on the line from near, what else, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Brad, hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing just great. How are you, Jackie?
How do things look on the Golden Gate Bridge?
It's a beautiful day here. The sky is a perfect blue. There's a line of fog hanging over the city. There's ships going. We just saw a big freighter heading, we think, to Japan. There's an old-time sailing vessel down there in the water.
You've offered your guest a romantic view. You didn't tell us when you talked to this program last fall who you were going to invite here for this month-long tour. So who's your guest?
My guest is Tony Toktan. He's from the mountains of the Philippines, the town of Banawe High. It's an area of rice terraces, about a nine-hour bus ride north of Manila, and this is an entirely different part of the world than he has ever seen. He's never been off of the big island Luzon in the Philippines.
Never been outside the Philippines at all?
No.
And how did the two of you meet?
We met hiking. He guides people from his little town up into the unelectrified villages in the mountains above the rice terraces in Banawe, and we spent 3 days walking in the mountains together and got to be pretty good friends. And that was in 1988, and now he's here.
Well, we'd love to meet him. Could we?
Hang on. Let me grab him. Tony.
Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Tony. Pleasure to meet you.
You too.
Welcome to the United States.
Yeah.
I guess you've been here just a couple of days. So what is your first impression?
Oh, this is different for me. For me, it's just beautiful.
Is there anything that has surprised you so far?
I think it's the invitation of my friend that surprises me.
What will you tell your wife and children about your visit so far?
Well, the beginning, they are afraid, a bit afraid, you know. But because this was a long process, actually, you know. Now it happens.
Well, we hope you have a wonderful visit.
Yeah, still the second day, but I think I like it.
Well, we hope you do.
Yeah.
Okay, would you ask Brad to get back on the telephone with us for a moment?
Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
So that's my friend Tony.
So why did it take you so long to bring Tony over here?
Well, you know, it took me 4 years to write the book, and in the book I had met many people. I knew as I took the trip, I knew that at the end I was going to invite one person, and I just didn't decide until I had finished the writing of the book, and that took me 4 years. And once I finished it and invited him, then it took me six. I thought I would sell the book very easily and have the money to do this thing, and it took me six dark years to make it happen.
What's the itinerary, Brad? Where are you taking Tony?
Well, today we're going to Muir Woods, the huge trees the size of a minivan at the base over in Marin County. And Tuesday we're leaving to drive across the country in a taxi cab, we hope. A friend in San Francisco has loaned us a taxi cab that we're going to drive to Washington, D.C. and to New York and through Colorado and other highlights, Las Vegas of America. And see as much of the place as we can and as many of my friends. And Tony has some friends along the way, too, that have hiked with him in the Philippines that we're going to stop and visit.
Well, we hope you have a great trip, and maybe we'll catch up with you along the way.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much. Thanks for having us on.
Brad Newsham and Tony Toktan. Brad's book is called Take Me With You.